Parents and late night gaming are feeding children's high anxiety, primary school principals have warned.
Of course.
Michael Horton, psychologist, teacher, author and father of two. Michael, good morning to you.
Hi, Ross. How are you doing?
Good. I've got a kid in his final year of primary school. He's 11. So are you telling me that there are 11-year-olds and possibly younger who are up late at night gaming in any of the 7 days of the week?
Oh, yeah, sure, there are. I mean, there was a South Australian study, quite a big one, which was saying that young people are not going to sleep at the right time, so they're getting less sleep, and that's kind of affecting their ability to keep things in proportion, so they're more anxious.
So, Michael, helicopter parenting, something, it's a term that we hear, but what is it?
Look, it's a pejorative term, but I suppose it explains the way in which a lot of parents are vigilant about their children's well-being, and why wouldn't you be? Because you love your kids. The problem comes when we're too overprotective, and what that does is we want to save kids from distress and difficulty, and when we do that too much without giving them the skills to actually deal with it themselves, what happens is that they don't learn the skills for life's challenges and stressors. And I think, you know, we want to help them. But we also want to provide them with the right equipment, the right resources to deal with challenges on their own.
I can tell you where my two youngest children, where their screens are right now, Michael.
Yeah, and?
They're in a locker 15 metres from where I currently am. They come to work with me on Monday and they go home with me from work on Friday.
Right.
So we've introduced a policy of no screens whatsoever during the week, and the effect has been fantastic.
Okay. Well, look, I think there is some evidence to show that young people who are on social media platforms in particular too often, particularly with children, and the anxiety project that we're doing with New South Wales Primary Principals Association is with primary age children. What we know is that those children who are introduced to social media platforms at an early age, and there's a lot of kids, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12 at the moment in Australia, who are on Instagram and TikTok and Be Real, that their mental health is affected by being on screens too much.
So, Michael, tell us what good parenting looks like. Give us the blueprint.
I think good parenting really is helping your children reach maturity. And what that means is giving them the right resources so that they can return to calm under their own steam. Like, life's full of difficulties, and I think problems come up. What we've got to do is prepare the child for the road, not the road for the child. And ultimately, that means giving them the resources so that they can become the boss of their own anxiety, so that they can develop resilience skills over time.
I like that. Okay. My favourite quote so far this year was the Qantas bloke who said to the complaining passengers, "It's far better to be on the ground wanting to be in the air than to be in the air wanting to be on the ground." I'm going to add, prepare the child for the road, not the road for the child.
And
Michael?
Maybe in return to calm under their own steam.
Yeah, it's very nice. Good. It'll be quote of the week tomorrow, Michael. Nice to chat with you. Michael Horton, psychologist, teacher, author and father of two, because we'll do of the week tomorrow morning.